Okay, we finished Beit HaGimel, right? The MS is, I was thinking today, before we start tonight, the mice, I have a shtickle chiyuv. Today there was a patira of one of the Gedolei Apostolim in Eretz Yisrael, of Leuvit. Yeshua Yishai Leuvit was Nifta, as the Vai was today. And he had this chus of being Meshamashim in Halacha for 6 years, 3 times a week at least. I was thinking about what we're learning. He was the dugma of what an Adam is meant to be. He was a rare person. In as much besides, everyone knows his. People think he only knew Hilchos Shabbos. He was shoylet, and I literally mean shoylet. Dalach al kishulchan aruch. Mishabura, he knew every sif katan. He could quote you by the sif katan. But he knew dalach al kishulchan aruch. And his midas, the Gemara says, mishameis Yeshua bat la'anocha. His midas la'anocha was no human. He never wore levush rabbani ever. Wore the same hat for 25 years. Walked around normal. People would never know who he was. He lived in his own home, Basia Pashtas. His beds in his own bedroom were the same beds he got from the Sachnut when he came after the war to Eretz Yisrael 50 years ago. Those were the same beds him and his wife had in their bedroom. He never changed it. He had lived in a small apartment. The kitchen was tiny. I remember he was very much against any gadgetry, any modern stuff. One day, I was very, very close to him. We happened to be Mishpacha as well. But besides, I was very close. And one day, I came in and I saw in his kitchen that there was a microwave. So I chatted him. I said, Maza. So he told me that they won it in a Hagrala. They bought a ticket, you know, a soccer ticket, and they won it. I said, so what? And therefore, so he said, you're right. When they brought it home, I said to him, hello. We never had it till now. I said, so he said to me, I'll tell you why. My children told me that Ima, as he called her, has a hard time. Everyone comes home a different time for supper. She keeps putting the food on and off the fire. Here she can make it once. Everyone comes home, have your plate, warm it up in the microwave, and it's a much easier job done. So he said, that's how the microwave got into his house. But nothing, not much else did. We had a fax machine because he had tried his fax all over the world. I'll give you another dugma of his depth of understanding people. Minhag Eretz Yisrael is people run to the Rabbonim with their Dalad Minim. You know, they wait online for hours. And the agreement is, if a Rav says that your Eshek's possible, then every Moichet takes it back and will give you something else. So Yuliman walked in with a gorgeous Eshek. Looked at it, he said, how much do you pay for this? So he said, I think it was $150. He looked at it twice, 3 times more, he said, Pasul. The guy looked in shock, he spent hours, you know, his mamash, this was his Yom Yom Kippur, the Sukkot Avodah, and he was sitting there hours looking, he brought this mamash, oh, he's going to clip in a Shein Esri. He said, Arav Omesh, is it Pasul? He said, is it Pasul? So he asked, what should I do? To go back to the Moichet, tell him, Harvnoivet Pasach is a Pasul. See, if he asks me, what's a Pasul? What am I going to tell him? So, Aniyat Matri Pasul. So the man said, okay, can you explain to me? If I'm going to go back looking for another one, let me know what the Pasul is. I shouldn't make the same stupid mistake again. So he said to him the following, it's marvel. He said, you don't earn a very good income. You probably haven't bought your wife a new item of clothing for Yontif. I know your children have torn shoes. Spend $30 on an esrog, and the rest put towards big day Yontif for your wife and children. That's why it's possible. So he looked at him, he was behel. Atab bemet omer, he said, he asked him, he said, okay, it's a pasul lecha. Asur lecha leishtamesh. That was the end of that conversation. What he did, I don't know. But he was told, that was a psalm. Ever Shalom mentioned his midi, his his home, he was so trusted by everybody. Millions of dollars went through his hands because people knew that this is an address you have where there's no negi, it's nothing. He's not negi. The crypto shayir is somebody else's money. When he got engaged, his wife was from Gates in England. He couldn't afford to travel back there to Israel to get engaged. So he stayed for a few months in London during that tekufa. He happened to stay in my parents' house. My father Shalom told me how incredible that two hanhogas he had and one maisa. One hanhoga he had was every night after he collected money, he went to the local rav and deposited in his house. Didn't keep it, never kept the money which he raised overnight. No. And the second thing was, he asked a shayla whether he can use the money he collects for taking a bus from one neighborhood to the other. Maybe it's not allowed. Maybe that should be. Because the Kultur Yeshiva, he was already Bach, he already was involved in the yeshiva, and they asked him to collect. So that was his halacha. Every night he deposited the money in the hand of the Rav, knocked on his door, this is what we raised today. And no one should ever have a half a minute that anything is being touched. And my father told me a cute maisa. My father took him somewhere once to raise money. He told the Bala boss, when you're giving to him, you should know everything goes straight to yeshiva. So you probably have cheshbon sometimes, you know, people take themselves. So you can give double this time. You know, it's all going to yeshiva. So I was a chacham. It's a cute story. He said, I'll give half. Because normally I know I give half goes to the moisa, half goes to him. Now I go to the moisa, I'm going to give the moisa and give half. But, I mean, there's not the time now to be maspin, but he was mafletik. When he came to America a few years ago, he spoke, gave a shiur for Rabbonim in Rabbi Reisen's shul in Flatbush. Huge crowd of Rabbonim came from all over. And the shayas were presented. And the entire night, he gave answers to the shayas. Every psak he gave was the fear of Moshe. Every psak. Fear of Moshe. I asked him as we were walking out, I said, you know, they came here to ask you shayas. I knew certain things that he had said, he himself passed differently. So I asked him, my high. He looked at me, he said, Ani b'America. Ramesha, what place is in America? Ani yagid masha? That was it. That was it. Many other people were a lot less than that. Yechal Tandarish didn't exist. I'm in America. Want to come to my Daladamas? He showed me in his Igris Moshe. He said, I understand everything you're Moshe, whether I agree or not, that's not the point. There's only one thing. In one tshuva, he put a question mark. He pushes him, I don't understand what even Ramesh's for was. He said, anything else, I understand. He showed me in his, I think it was his Torah Shochnach, I don't remember. When he was a younger man, he couldn't afford to buy. So he bought it with Kesef Maisa. There's a lot you can buy Sforum, especially if you get other people to use it. In it he wrote, Nikim Kesef Maisa of Tarif, this was what the date was. He said, now look underneath, he said, Nifta Yom Kafkach. He was paid years later when he had the money to buy it back. He gave the money off to Meister. That's a question of matter. Everything was Kutus here. There was numbers. 11 from Pashtus and Nova and Eiskechesman. And there was no nonsense. Halacha was halacha. You couldn't drain my cup. Someone came once I was there and tried to present him a Choshen Mishpat Dika Shaila and ask him what. He let him have it. Where's the other side? I'm not to hear it from one person. The other person here. But no, this is not a general shine. I know where you're going. I know what the stories are. I've heard about it from someone else. You want to have a psak? Come with both people. There's no dre. Didn't exist. And even Hashem's tzura was half a day where he stood in davening. And he never ever think anything for himself. Nothing. Mamash, and a person who his whole life was thinking about other people and trying to help other people, whether financially, whether emotionally, and everything came to his house, every type of shaylan, every type of person from across the world decided to come in on the phone, on the faxes. I think later they had a computer, but I'm not sure. I don't think he had any email addresses. He had a computer for they typed his shurim, etc. But he lived with such pashtus. Oh, Mamash, gonished. Nothing for himself. Nothing. He lived gestiegen his whole life. It, all he was that was him. In every chedik of Shulchan Aruch. And they came to him with Dava Gadol, Dava Kasha. One of the fascinating things I remember, he was, obviously everyone knows, was a Talmud Muvaka of Shlomo Zalman. He was closer to Shlomo Zalman Halach than any of Shlomo Zalman Zamzi. He was the mouthpiece of Shlomo Zalman. Someone said to me, oh, yeah, he said over Shlomo Zalman's Pesachim. That is true, but he was posting in his own right. The Asher was much of him, unbelievably. One of the last things of Shlomo Zalman ever gave a Pesachim was the whole crockpot controversy. He said, it's Atman, it's not Atman, it's a big tumult. Certain Rav and Harunov decided to make a tumult, and he went to Shlomo Zalman. So after the tumult was, and Shlomo Zalman gave a psak like this Rav, and then he was Nifta. And I asked Rav Neuwirth about it because it was a strange psak. So he told me that he had made an appointment to see Shlomo Zalman that Friday. He said, I know that had I sat with him, he would revert his psak. Because they'd read him a cop in Narishkeit. He never would have passed that way. I know that for a fact. Of the Rosh Hashanah, he was nifted before that meeting. So I said, Mr. Halacha, now, what do I tell people? He said, you can pass on that it's Hamsan Mutter. I can't say it, because for her is Zakin. Even though I know, B'yidia Barura, that he would have been Chayzer from the Bazaar had he known what I would have told him. And that Yom Tov, the following Yom Tov, Chalamoyed, he came to Hanof, which was the town, the place where the halacha emanated from, and he gave a shiur on it, and he ripped that shuvah apart, and not, he shredded it to pieces. La halacha, no chasam, no animosity, no nothing. He told me he couldn't pass it differently, because fire is offering. Veneno. So I can't change. But all the rabbanim, I mean, he told me he had that weeks, of those weeks, hundreds of calls from across the globe, was to I told everybody they can pass him that it's mutter. But they can't say it was mutter, said it was mutter. So I won't say those words. It won't come out of my mouth. I know. Shom Zalman Gazakh. You see a person like that, you see what Torah, when the Gemara says Torah Mitzarafis Adam, the Torah make a man what he is, that's the dukma. I never heard him raise his voice except when someone was Pagia Bekweda Torah. Never raise his voice. Patience of a saint to every person. And people came in with such narish guide at times. Mamas, you know, you'd have to have the patience of a saint. They're not humbly asked the same question 15 times in different ways. It was haflatic. It was experience. Just the sitting there every time, three times a week for 6 years, was. It's difficult to say. Gemara says, God, Mishnah says, God, Shimusha Yosem Merimudai. Baruch Hashem, I learned a lot also, but the Shimush was a. How you handle, how you deal with people, and what you demand of people was half of it. Maybe we'll speak a bit more another time. I don't think I was Yotze the Chir, but I think I was Yotze the Chir of Osir Esatzel. Moros says Osir Esatzel Mespedish Olam Kosher. The Esatzel I didn't do. Did I do justice, Mestam the Chalandish? But just at least the day shouldn't go by without at least having mentioned that Musav Adam Godel Admoed. So we're discussing the various Adam, what Adam is in the eyes of Chazal, v'chulei. So here we're up to the Perek Sheni, where the Mashgiach brings down the Ged of Adam v'Chazal. How do Chazal actually define Adam in various different places in Shas? The Perek Zen is Bein and Beis Hashem, b'chol ha'agdoris, shel Adam ha'nimtzos b'Chazal. U'bazem, with this one, titzdayir lefoneinu. With that, to the back page, the last one. We'll see a picture through Chazal of what the whole aspect of Adam is meant to be. It starts off with a famous one which everyone knows, Rav Adam, the beginning of Baba Kama, Maveh Ze Adam. We're more discussing what's Maveh. So Rav says, Maveh Ze Adam, and what's he bring a Pasuk? The Chesivah says in the Pasuk, Omar Shoyma Osa Beke Vigam Loila, Im Tivoyim Boyu. Boyu. Uloshen Tfila. V'nikra ha'odom kan mave al-shem shu mispalo. The title of Odom is mave. Why? Because Odom is Odom ha-mispalo. Zuhi hagdoras ha-hilemesh Odom. This is how we define what an Odom is. Ki mikol ha-nivroim hu ha-yechidi ha-omed v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu medabbi alav. Out of all the creations of the world, there is no other creation which can stand and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And go on, Chaim Yibris Mivayah, Sheyesh lo mitfila shnei kavonas. There's two kavonas in tefillah. Hakavona shel maisa tefillah, the kavona of I am chuyv to daven. Vahakavona shel pirush shemayis. Two separate things. Reb Chaim says, there's you have a chuyv to understand what you're saying, but you also have to understand that you'll be mekayim the etzem yisoid of what it means to be mispanel. Kavonas maisa tefillah. What does that mean? He yishu oimin from Hashem. Kavonas maisa tefillah means that when you're standing to daven, darif nemiat oimid. That's the first stage. You have to know in front of whom you're standing and why you're there. This is mankind. That we're given the opportunity to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have a dialogue. We say, Baruch Atah. Everything is in the first person. We talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the godless order. We have this opportunity to be Oim Nifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Loseis Losim, to have a conversation. Pour out our sorrows, give him our thanks. That is, if a person looks at that opportunity that we have on a daily basis to stand there and to stop, that's why a person should be at least a few moments before davening, to stop to think, where am I, who am I, and what am I doing here? Think of the godness of the opportunity you're given, and that itself is meroimim person as to what he is. I am able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Nishan Peinikait. I'm given the opportunity, given the chiyuv, and I can stand there and have a conversation. V'hinei maveh ze odom, hu echad mi'arba oves nizikin. Ha'odom betivoy mazik, mu'ud lo'idom. Tachna mishin the second period, ha'odom mu'ud lo'idom ben or ben yoshe. V'hinei, ein kavonas ha'mishin lo'ima, gidalot oves elu alunim b'mikra lahazik. Doesn't mean these things may happen. Elo zehu gidrum. This is the gedekim husum hey mazikim. All these things inherently have the ability to do that damage. All the Tana Shav, the common denominator, all these things is Darkam Lahazik, and therefore you're mechuyev to be shomer. For Adam and mankind, peshu badas, since we are bali das, olu lahazik yosem mikol bayin chayim acher, he can do more damage than anybody else. More than that, we are warned that we shouldn't get harmed. The man's chiv is to make sure he doesn't do anybody else harm. One of the ovos nezikin is Adam. Maviz Adam. Ma'ale gedoyle hilay im yenizem ma'od milahazik. For a person to prevent himself from doing damage to others is a tremendous matter. You have to think about what you're doing. You're responsible for your actions, ben or ben yoshin, even where you go to sleep. That's what the Mishnah says. What do you mean you're chayev when you're yoshin? How you go to sleep, which means, was there a keli next to you which you might kick when you're sleeping? You have to realize, when you sleep, you move around, possibly. If you put yourself to sleep next to something which you could kick, you're chayev. You were asleep when it happened, but you're an Adam, you're a Mizah, you're Muzah. And then he ends off with the famous Gemara later on, Baba Kama, man, the boy, in Mahavi Chasida. If someone wants to get to the Darga of being a Chasid, Likayim Mil Nezikin. He's Mikayim Mil Nezikin, which means thinking about other people and being Adam Muad Loinam. Being aware that you are responsible for every single action that you take. There's no jokes. Hare, Eine Chazal Mitaifin. The eyes of Chazal, they preach to us and they show us. Uba Amidam Es Adam Bein Ovos Nezikin. By putting Adam amongst Ovos Nezikin, Beramzim Bezeh Atzmei Al Ma'alosei HaGadoyla. They're showing us what the mind of man is. Ve'oimrim Bezeh. Re'u Bria Neira. See this incredible Bria. Av Benizokin Mizeh Mitzad Echad. He can be an Av Lenizokin. He's one of the main types of Arba Ovos Nezikin. And Ve'oimrim Ne'ashem Midach. The other side is Ve'oimrim Ne'ashem. That is the godless of mankind. So we can look at it from the other side. Oymid v'nei Hashem, he's an oymid v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'medabe imoy, and he can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kashe yidaber ishrayehu, like one person speaks to his friend. Uvachodz us, nonetheless, even though you have that minor, mazik, he's a mazik. Roymus kazois, v'shifus kazois. We have within us the incredible roymus, that we are oymid v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we shofech sichenu, mamash kanoise v'noisen imoy, Umitzad Sheni, we have the lower side of ourselves, which can be a mazik. Hamispal hamazik, dovo noiruhu adam. That is the incredible thing about man is. Man has within him both capabilities. You can raise yourselves to the highest possible level, where pale, so to speak, is being Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You're aiming of Hashem, and you're talking to him one on one. Umeidach, if you're not careful, you can be a masik. Inherent in every person is both those things. That's the godliness of Adam, that we have the ability to raise ourselves to incredible heights. If we're not careful, that's why Adam is mudlaila. Just parenthetically, I think I mentioned once, when Rav Volbl started in Yeshivas Bayankov, he said a shir, a blat shir. He was higher than Magid Shinoz and Mashgiach. And after a while, he had to stop, he felt. Because he was every shir, he said, became a Musa Shmuz. I think he went to the Chazanish and told him, it's not right. I said, what's up? Why aren't you saying the blat shir? So he said to him, is there a single line in Ganshas which isn't a Musa? Every line in Shas has Musa to it. I'm saying the Rashi, but I have no choice. So he was masking, that's when he became the Mashgiach in the Yeshiva. That's when his life, so to speak, changed. He started off by saying the Blatchim. So you look at Mavez Adam. Okay, so we learned the Mavez. Who hasn't learned Mavez Adam before? We all did. Did we ever think Bechlau about what was in them? We didn't think about it. So he's Moiris. Every line of Gemara is telling us half the Dikazacha. Om Reb Yuchel. Adam is made up of three words, Ofer, Dam, and Morah. Rashi, Loma Nikrishmei Adam, Shuhu Efer, Ofer, Dam, and Morah. Kloima, Kulei Heaven. We're made from all earthly substances. Lokach al Yisgoi. Why are you Misgoi? What are you Misgoi from what? Because what are you made out of? What are you made out of? Morah hi lachluchis, Morah hayotis min hamriro, Shebekovedu misgaberes Adam. So Mora is part of that, the liquid which comes out from the sharper part of the liver and goes through the person. Hakol lefi hachadoshim vashinu ha'itim, depending on the times. Or lefi hamachol shoechel, also depending on what he eats. Ve'al yodeho, goin chaloyim v'negoyim achiris, and through it come different various sicknesses. Yesh shekoyim b'divri ha'roifim merira shcheir. There are people who use in the medical terms, a depression is called a mora shcheir. Because it comes from Adam, from the Adama. Is that all we're made up of? The Taka where Kulay Chomris is nothing else. Halay Hu Tzalak Anakim. We're Tzalam Anakim. Ubesvar Mavua. Sheikha Adam Hu Ruach. The Ikh is not the Gashmi's part. It's the Chelak Kamimal. That's the main part of us. Omnam, however, it depends how you look at yourself. You can be an Adam of two different types. If a person identifies himself with his body, and he looks at himself as being ashtik guf, then we can let him know about his mistake. And we're going to tell him, my dear friend, you're making a mistake. That's the guf is a physical piece of flesh. That's all it is. That's not what you are. That's not the essence of mankind. That is the physical part of you. A person who recognizes the chashivas that there is in every individual. Who is Zahir's Atzmai? Davke im Gufay. He will identify himself recognizing that the Gufay part of him Taka is only Chomrius, nothing else. Okay, Adam Rishon Sha'omar Ki Loi Noe Li Kori Adam. He thought that the right name for him would be Adam. Why? Kimi Adam Lukach, because he was taken from Takum Adam. V'zoyis k'mushir Rashi Kosav Khan Kulei Heaven Lokach Lo Yizgoi Taka. You can look at yourself as being made from Ofar, etc. In the event that brings you to realize, what are you misgoi about? What do you have to misgoi about? What are you? Ashtikul Adama Bosa Dam. That's all you are. That's what you meant to that way. Hayadeh Malosav V'Chashivosay. A person who would know his own mila could have that problem of being misgoya. If a person is going to come to any type of darga of gaiva, he's meant to remind himself, where do you come from? And the Gemara says also, why was Adam created at the end before? Because a person comes misgoya, we can tell him, hello, who are you? The Yitush was created before you. Every animal was created before you. When are you being misgoy? You're the last one to be brought into this world. Don't be misgoy. So when we do have the Maya Shabonu and we recognize it, we can taint it or hold it, rein it in, that it shouldn't be misused, and understand that we are, in the end, Chomri. The Chedek at Akash Shabonu, that we can raise to a high level. A person isn't stable by nature. v'shinu ha'itim v'amacholim, and times and the foods we eat mashbiyim on matzav ruha, and have an effect on a person's mind, on their frame of mind, can be affected by the food, by the times, things going on around him, etc. V'ein odom ba'olam nimtza tamid matzav ruach shava. There is no one in the world who always is on the same even plane of his moods. Lo kachu tzarech, therefore, tamid li'lochem im chol shaseh. He has to fight always with his weaknesses, because there come times where we get a dip and we're not so good. But that's normal. That's natural. Circumstances occur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do that, because when we get that, we fight and we raise ourselves up. When we realize the minor that we have, it's easy to emphasize, what am I? I'm a stick fair at any gate. I'm earth. That's what I am. That's not true. You're not. You have the Chedek HaRukah. You have the Ruach. That part of you is there to enable you not to be misgoy. And when things do get on a low swing, we realize we're human after all. And we're allowed to have days when it's not so good. In the Chedek Aleph in the show, he speaks about Yemei Avuv, Yemei Sina, which are days which are, we have good days, we have bad days. Everyone has it. Spiritually, if you don't, if a person is in denial, I'm always, on top level, it's a chakra. Gedolim maybe, but not us. Regulars, we all have ups and downs. We have days when our moon isn't as stark as other days, days when we question, and days when we don't. And that's normal, it's natural. A person shouldn't give up because, I question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, okay, you're not a question. Question what you do after the question. But we have times, and then we have to raise ourselves. When we raise ourselves, if we start getting close to any type of gaiva, remember who you are. You're also the Chedek Adoma. Tzerebu Dmus, V'oimen if Neboru Ponim Alponim. You are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midach Av Nezikin, Ve'efa Damo Mora. So you ask the Pashto Kasha, Ketzad Yisachtu HaFeichim Elu V'yishlimu B'neihem. How do you bring this all together? The Tanakh, you're telling me we have the negative side, the physical aspect, the Shani, such a great person. How do they all come together? Ay Ulai Yeshai Odom Tamid Shesua Ben HaFeichim. Maybe a person should remain split the whole time, his whole life. I'm here and I'm here. Jekyll and Hyde. There is something which brings it all together. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'odom b'shvua prat lo ines. Says Rashi, Ha'odom b'shvua, she'odom b'shah shvua. When a person makes a shvua, she'hei libay olav prat lo ines. He has to know what he's doing, unless there's no ines, something happens. Could mefarash lekamon, the Gemara explains, going b'shvua l'sha'ovar, a shvua of some of the past, v'kesavah he thought sh'nish b'avemis. He really thought it happened that way. He wouldn't want to make a shuah shav. Person had a, he thought this will happen. He made a shuah about it. The famous Gemara says over there, Omar Mar, Ha'odam b'shuah prat la'onus heichedomi. What type of onus can there possibly be in a shuah? So Gemara says a famous maaseh, it's also brought down to Tosfos and Gittin, Kerav Kahana Rav Asi, Kev Kaimi Mekami Rav, when they're in front of Rav. Ma Omar Shuasa Dehochi Omar Rav. One said, he's making a shuah. This is what Rav said. Omar Omar, the other one said, Shuasa Dehochi Omar Rav. They both made shuas, quoting what Rav said, which obviously is a problem, because they can't both be right. Rav only said one thing. So what happens? He also the Kamei de Rav, says the Gemara, when they came to Rav, Omar, he said, Kechad minayu. One of you was correct. So the other guy obviously got very upset. Omar Eidach, he said to him, Va'no, b'shikrish taboy. You're telling me I made a shuas shav? I made a shuas sheker? So he said to him, Omar Lei, no. Libcha anoscha. Your heart made you into an oinus. Rashi, Libcha Noscha, Kesavra Ha'yisar Eshavah Ve'emes. You taka thought you were saying the truth. And that's the halacha brought down there. That since he was so convinced of the truth, not considered to be a regular Shua Sheker. Why? Because his leiv had his mind convinced. He wasn't chashim going to say a Shua about Rav because he wanted his own opinion to be heard. He was quoting his Rebbe. He's quoting Rav. He made a mistake. His mistake was because he was really convinced. So Rav said to him, don't worry, you're not chayef. Why? Because liba nasoscha. Hare nishbahu mitoich hanocha vado es kekacho emes. When he made that shvua, he was convinced this was true. Aval liba onso bazeh. V'nikra zeh shaloi hoya odom b'shasa kua. That means at that moment he wasn't odom, because he was an oinus. He wasn't in charge. Imke mahu odom b'shua. So what is taka odom b'shua? Have oime hanishba b'deo berura b'li shum to'os v'haloma. If someone's making sure with total clarity, without any mistakes, nothing being hidden from him. It's not good enough that he thinks that was the truth. That is the truth. There's a difference between thinking that's the truth and it being the truth. It's true that was Libay Onsa, but the chesaron was that Savor Shu Emes, but you have to know. Yitochin Shu Nishba Biyidia Gumura, he made sure with this actual knowledge, Uve Hegoyo Boro, a total clarity. Avalim Libay Onsa Bezeh, if his leiv made him noise in that, Vametzias Enukach, and the fact is he was wrong. That comes out of the cat. That's not Adam. Adam doesn't do that. Adam has the perfection. Nimtzunu made mikan. Adam who? What's the definition of Adam? Bal das berura v'amitis. Someone who can think things through clearly and says the truth. Beli shum halom of a tos, without anything being hidden and without making any mistakes. Hadas hihi Adam shav Adam. Taich of Adam is a person who has das, a person who can think things through with clarity, without confusion, without anything bothering him, just going straight to the point. That's a definition of Adam. Adam who has clarity, thinks before he does something, and knows for sure. Then he's called Adam, otherwise he's called Oides. Dovah Godl Hinenil Menmeh. We're learning an incredible thing here. Ha Adam Shehu Bedatoi, Hishlimei Ve'ein Libei Onsei, a person who has this ability for clarity, without Libay Onsei, who shokuf legamrei laatzmei, he's totally see-through. He sees completely through. There's no boundaries. V'amiti legamrei klapei hamasias b'chutz. There is nothing. The word shokuf means he's see-through. Means he sees everything through, from one end to the other. There is nothing to block the vision. Ha'odom, ha'shokuf, has this person who is see-through. Kol klochosav nihirin levasachas. All his klochos are very bright for him at one time, and they come clear. He knows himself completely, from how high he can be to how low he can go. He knows who he is. What is the etzem of this person? I know exactly who I am. There is nothing to block my vision of the ability for me to raise myself to incredible heights. At the same time, I can also fall. Even when he is on a high point, he does not hide himself or fool himself from the fact that he's not totally grounded. He can make mistakes and do harm even to other people, because he's the mazik, or the mazik. Dafka, this concept of a complete vision, which sees everything, he has to learn us der chachaim shkula. That is the way to make ourselves a path of a even balanced life. Benitzel hakochas hagvoyim, by using the tremendously high kochs we have within us, with the hirus me'akochas hashvara. So the taich of Adam up to here is, the words of Chazal, that a person is aware of his capabilities and of his shortcomings. And when we're totally aware of that, then we raise ourselves up, but we don't fool ourselves that we're there to stay, because we know there's always a possibility of a fall. That's what David HaMelech said. We say in the Shir of Yom Aleph, Miyana Bahar Hashem is one thing. The Chochmah is Umiyakum Mikom Kodesh. The only way you can be Yakum is when you are Oyla and you realize you can fall. If you're Oyla and you don't think you can fall, then you're going to fall automatically. But a person realizes that there are within him those two different Kochas. The Kochas of the Chenik and the Ma'al stand in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kochas of being the Yitzir Kap of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you know also that Adam is a Mu'ad Loylam. He's an Adam Hamazik. That holds a person firm, because otherwise you can fall or you can come to Gaiva. So a person wants to hold himself in Gaiva, has to realize where he came from. A person wants to hold himself in Madrega, realizes, don't fool yourself that it's easy to stay here. There is that Chelek in us. And that is one of the Pesachim, one of the openings into this whole thing we're talking about here, of what an Adam is capable of. Once we're going to know, we finish going through the Chazal, what Adam's capable of, then we can start using the Kochos. We'll learn how to use them to actually fulfilling it. Till now, we're trying to clarify what the Taich of Adam is. We'll get through that in Mitzvah Shem, then we'll start hopefully climbing that ladder of seeing how we can get to there which we're meant to get to.